can open up your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 5, please. Today I'm teaching on speaking the knowledge of God, or speaking the word, preaching the word, talking the word. And in 2 Kings chapter 5, is a familiar record for many. And if you're not familiar, it's all right. It's all right. You're going to get familiar. Verse 1 of chapter 5, it says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master." He was a great man with his master. He was captain of the host of the king of Syria. This Naaman character, person. Yeah. It means he was probably like a 5-star general, you know, like Colin Powell kind of thing. Yeah. And honorable. He was honorable too. Because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto who? He was also a mighty man of valor. This was no little weakling. This man could get busy with the best of them. All right? He could war. Right? He could do that war thing. That's probably why he was the captain of the host of Syria. No? Yeah. And he was also a mighty man of valor, but a big, big booty butt. He was a leper. It was a leper. He had a need. He had a need. He had a leprosy. And this is probably the early stages of leprosy because he was still working. In the lands and times of the Bible, when there were these leper colonies or places where they would put the lepers out on the outside of the city so they don't get near nobody and then no one else gets infected. It's pretty smart. Quarantine them over there. All right? Yeah. Verse 2, "And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel, a little what? A little maid. A little maid. Not a big maid. A little maid." What was her job? She was a maid, right? Good. "And she was a captive. And she waited on Naaman's wife, this leprous captain of this host of Syria. She served or worked for his wife." Okay? She was her maid. Verse 3. "And she said, when you read the word said, what does that mean? She did. She opened her lips. She spoke." Yeah. Am I supposed to arm this? Oh, we good. We fine. Good. "She said to her mistress, 'Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his what?'" Yeah. She opened up her mouth. Now, I got a question. You don't just open up your mouth to your boss like this. Why are you all in my business? Why? Why are you all up? But she opened her mouth. She opened her mouth. She could have got fired. Oh, wait. She's a captive. Oh, she could have been, a lot of things could have happened to her. I don't know. They could have said, "You know what? I don't like your little back talk, but off with her head." You know? You know, she didn't have the most esteemed job in the nation, okay? But she was a little maid. What's her name? It doesn't say. Not important. You know what's important? She opened her mouth. She opened her mouth. Open your mouth. That's what she did. In the end of the story, Naaman gets healed by the prophet in Israel. And the reason why, it's because this little maid, insignificant, opened her mouth. How significant are we? It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. This little maid, no Christ in her, wasn't available yet. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Patty stole half my teaching, so I had to kind of do a little remix. But that's my buddy. Like-minded. And 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be what?" God desires, God's passion, his will, what he really would like for everybody in the whole world is that they be saved. Everybody. Not there, we didn't end in there. And to come into the knowledge of the truth, which these gentlemen handled wonderfully. To come into the knowledge of the truth. Everybody, God wants everybody to know him. The real him. Not the church thing that people say. The real him. You know, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all him. You know, God is love. The God of peace. The God of all comfort. God wants people to know that. The giver of life. God, the Lord God, what's it in Hebrew? Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals. That's who God wants them to know who he is. That's who he is. Yeah. And be saved. And the word saved means to be made whole. Got a question for you. If someone's not born again of God's Spirit, are they whole?
No.
Okay, guess what they need? Holy Spirit. They need it. I don't care how great they look. They faking the funk. I'm sorry, Milagros. They faking the funk. That's an old rap song. Right, Jesse? Yeah. Main source wasn't talking about, you know, this stuff, the truth. And as Patty shared with us, God's word is truth. It is truth. And if people don't believe this, guess what they believe? Lies. And the adversary is the father of lies and does a great job at promoting his message. He does. It's all over, right, Jess? You just shared that. I shouldn't even teach. That's right. Lies, man. In our future, man, what's going to happen to our kids and the things that they're learning? What? Sick, some of these things. Oh, it's just an attack on the mystery. Who has that knowledge? Patty shared with us that you get the understanding of the mystery when you read from Ephesians, says. Yeah, well, anyway. And John 3:16, as it says, 3:16, what does it say? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what?" Okay, so if it says whosoever believeth, how big is that invitation? It's pretty big. God's desire for all of mankind is that they get saved and come into a knowledge of him. God wants that guy at your job. He wants him to know how to pray. He wants him to know where to go in the word and go, you know what? God will never leave me nor forsake me. But none of those people are going to know if we don't speak up and we don't talk. I forgot to set the time. Lord have mercy. I've got the whole stand and everything. Man. That's like 10 minutes gone, right? So I'm going to average it out. But if we don't open up our mouths, they'll never know. And if you're waiting for the other peoples out in the world to give them the truth, this is the truth. Dr. Whewell believes that his two greatest works was the Receiving the Holy Spirit book and Are the Dead Alive Now. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are the Dead Alive Now addresses the hope of the return of Christ. How many people you know got that right? Huh?
I ain't never met nobody. You know,
did the Lord coming back? But first, you know, we already up, but we ain't coming back.
Or the other one, the Holy Spirit. I've seen people operate spirit. Patty shared on how the five keys of receiving anything from God is, first, you have to know what's available. Number two is the how to receiving. How do we receive? Believing. Number three, what to do with it after we've got it. Oh my God, and in the Holy Spirit field, man, there's people who got Holy Spirit, but they're doing some crazy stuff with it. Oh, completely out of order, indecent. It makes God look crazy. When we had manifestations earlier, if you paid attention, you think God loves you? You could come to him boldly, you know. He loves us. Well, we've been taught well. And then after that, your needs and wants parallel. And then God's willingness equals his ability. Those are the five keys of receiving anything from God. There's a lot more stuff involved with that, but we'll move on. Okay. So yeah, God really desires for everyone to get saved and come into a knowledge of the truth. Where are we going to go here? Jesse shared Matthew 4:4. Thanks for stealing the teaching, everybody. yeah. Here's a given. Everybody needs God's word. Everybody. I don't care how great you think they are. They don't know God's word. Jesus Christ said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of. Is he lying?
No.
They lying. They lying. You can't have peace without Jesus Christ. You know why? Because he's the Prince of Peace. And his Father God is a God of all peace. So don't tell me the guy you think is so great or the woman or the... Oh, I don't even want to talk about celebrities. Oh, gosh. Without them, without the word, without God and his son Jesus Christ, no peace. I don't care who you are. And that's what we got to do. We got to take a stand for the word that we've been taught. We got to. Oh, well, you don't have to. All you got to do is go to heaven. I know. But you know what I mean. Yeah, anyway. But everybody needs God's word, and everybody needs Holy Spirit. And the only way you get that is if back in Rome. Please turn to Romans. Romans chapter 10. Verse 4. It says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that does what?
Believes.
Yeah. Verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. Even where? Where?
In thy mouth.
Yeah, in thy mouth. And in thy heart. That is the word of faith or believing, which we preach. That's that speaking of the word stuff. Verse 9. That if thou shalt believe with thy heart. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Everyone, let's read this together. Verse 9, okay? Here we go. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Open your mouth! Say it like the little maid. Say it. What are you afraid of? What they think? Wrote a song about it. Who cares what they think? So we'll sing about how God accepted you and you and you. That's my boy G Double. Accepted.
and you, Elton, set it in the beloved. Young people, young guys, Romans 10:9, learn it, own it, make it yours, speak it to everybody. You don't gotta be an adult to get people in the word or to get people saved. Speak it. Don't be scared. That means scared. That means scared. Don't be afraid. The adversary will do so much so that we don't open our mouths. And today, oh, like Jesse mentioned, man, you ultimately, the idea is so that people don't speak the truth. All this other stuff, people getting all out of, what's the black kids getting beat up and all these different groups or whatever, all that stuff. The aim of the adversary is to get us to stop speaking the truth of God's word. You can't say this, you can't say, shut up. People want to be crazy in their mind, let them be crazy. But we have the privilege and opportunity to speak the word. You know, you get rewards in heaven for speaking this word with the love of God in your heart. Yeah, sorry, let's move on. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be what? For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not what?
Heard.
And how shall they hear without a preacher? Who's going to speak? Say it loud. That's right, doggone it. We are. We should. God is for you. Everywhere you go, everywhere we go, God and Christ in us, right there, Henry. Christ in you, right there. Yeah, man, everywhere. And God ain't going to let you, he's not going to diss you. Turn. You know the this word? He will not leave you alone. He's not going to let you look like a fool. You know? We got to be worried about God's perspective and not the world's. That's the way to live. You know? Oh, you offended me by talking about Jesus. You offended yourself, son. Stupid. Hey, you know, the adversary has blinded the minds of the people in this world. We were there once, too. Many of us. Blinded. Can't see the light. Well, God is light. You know, and we speak this word, which is light. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the what? The light, yeah. Whew. And guess what? When you speak God's word and you hold it forth, you shine as light in the midst of this funky world. We'll get to that. Anyway, let's keep going. Verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, the good news of peace. I told you, no Jesus Christ, no God, no peace. Look at the Middle East. Oh, it's a happy land there. It's like Great Adventure, right? Yeah. You see how all that denial of Jesus Christ, just people just mad. The most peaceful day in New York City is probably Sunday. Because people somewhere, somehow are thinking about God. Jesse shared Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, right? Because he trusteth in thee. Yeah. That's true. That's real. It's real, man. Anyway, what did I say ago? Oh, yeah. Verse 17 says something really wonderful. So then faith or believing comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They only going to hear this word of God, the truth, from you. Thank you, Ruthie, for ministering to me last night. I had the worst toothache. My sister prayed for me, and she gave me some other turmeric to slam in, yo. Well, that thing works. But she prayed for me. It was awesome. And I was so thankful that she wanted to. I didn't ask her. She goes, "What? You want me to pray for you?" And I was like, "Yeah, come on, Ruth." And she did it, and I got healed. That's the best I've slept in a week and a half or something. Thank you. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, I got to address this one. I'm going to be doing, you know, forgetting the time and stuff all gone. Come on, iPhone, now you don't want to work? Come on. I'm talking to my phone, Milagros. Okay, we good. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at this. Verse 17. Therefore, if any man be where?
In Christ.
He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I don't speak the word because I don't like where I'm at. Sometimes there have been times where I was just like, I'm not saying nothing, you know. You know, I'm still on disability, you know. Something like that. Well, the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature of creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Our flesh don't matter, guys. It's just our flesh. And the thing that we speak is the word. We preach Jesus Christ. Guess what? Jesus Christ is perfect. Not me, not you. We don't preach us. Can you imagine? Believe me. We don't preach us. We preach God's word. God's faithful to his word. His word is perfect. It's pure. There's nothing wrong with it. You could, man, that's the way we get boldness from. It ain't about us and our stupid, stinking flesh. We know it stinks. We know we got an old man. Yeah, whatever. But Jesus Christ is perfect. Perfect. So that's where you should, all right, you want some confidence? Preach Jesus Christ, not you. It says that somewhere in the Bible, somewhere. Keep your hand here. Go to chapter 4. Yeah. Verse 5 says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. What we preach?
Jesus
Christ. You ain't got no reason to be ashamed. And they don't like Jesus Christ. Well, why do you even want to move forward? Next. Bless your heart. Oh, I worked with a wonderful woman. My girl E, oh man, that girl speak the word to everybody. Everybody. Doesn't matter what state of, her mindset is so incredible. She always brings it back to the word, like Jesse was talking about, and reminds people of God being the Almighty God, the one who's unlimited in resources. All the time, faithfully, she teaches me. I saw you. Anyway. Yeah, she's wonderful. And so are many of you. Don't be afraid to speak God's word. It's right. They're wrong. God is right. Yeah. So it's our responsibility to speak God's word. It is completely our responsibility. God gave it back in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Yes, okay. Verse 18 says, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by who? And have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. This word reconcile means to bring together that which was separated. Okay? And Adam, like Jesse shared, man died first initially spiritually, and later it manifested itself physically. And God's response to that in Genesis 3:15 was that I'm going to put enmity, he thought the devil, I'm going to put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's what it says. Yeah. And God was referring to Jesus Christ, to the coming of Christ. Yeah. Jesus Christ was the solution for what was broken, what was taken or set apart. And the way we bring people back to God is through that Romans 10:9. Or maybe it's not about salvation. Maybe it's just they need the word. They need to be corrected. They need a reproof. Guess who's going to speak? Or who should speak? Right here, right here, right here, right here. And you have the right to. Let's read on. Verse 19. To wit, or to know, that God was where? Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. I love that. I love that. When you speak God's word to people, yup, they got stuff that's wrong. Of course. And so do you. We don't impute people's trespasses unto them. When Jesus Christ was with the woman who was caught in adultery, you know, he said, where are your condemners? And they bounced, they left. He goes, neither do I condemn thee. Now go on and don't sin no more, right? Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said no. Yeah. Verse 19. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God committed unto us this word of reconciliation. And verse 18, it says, God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So don't forget about what people think. It is your right by God to reconcile people back to him. It's your right. God gave it to you. Who can you give it to me? God. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. Go like, you feel that stuff in there? Guess who gave you that air? You better recognize. That's right. Anyway, turn to Philippians chapter 2. How we doing now?
Come on, I got this finger thing working. Set up so you could just open.
I was supposed to. Okay. How am I doing on time, Steve? Oh, okay, thank you. Where did I say to go? Okay, go keep your hand there, right? Yeah, we'll go there. We'll go to Philippians chapter 2. Verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to do what? To do of his good pleasure. God is at work within every believer. Every believer. God is at work within you. Verse 14 tells us something very important in this context. Do all things without what? And disputing. Shut up. Follow. Do what God says to do. Stop.
But you know, I don't know. I don't think they're going to want to hear it.
So, do what God's word says. Go speak. Go speak. God is at work within you.
I know, but that's my boss.
Go. Move. You know, I'm like the master of talking myself out of stuff, right? The master. I know how to do that. I ain't doing nothing. Nah, they don't want to hear nothing. Shut up. Speak. Speak. Little maid style. Boom. It's simple. Little maid, just speak. Open your mouth. I remember Chrissy did this awesome teaching at an advance about reproof. Chrissy Cahill. Where's Jimmy at? Man, blessed brother right there. She shared about how it is just not loving for us to keep our mouths closed when we see something, a need. You know, and she will reprove you. But it's because she loves people. She loves God's people specifically, more specifically. And she's a great example of it. There's no, like, attitude. It's like, this is what the word says, bro. Oh, damn. You know? But that's it. Like the little maid. Blah, 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 blah. I'm saying, though. Speak. Philippians, yeah, yeah. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and what?
Perverse
nation, among whom ye, you, you, and you, shine as lights in this world. And this word lights means a luminary. You shine. Not Brad Pitt. You're the real stars. The most beautiful things in the world are you. God's people. God's heritage. You. Verse 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, not labored in vain. The most beautiful people in the world. Don't let the adversary tell you different. Or do what Jesse taught us. Replace those negative thoughts with three good ones, three right ones, three truths of the word. It is our privilege. It is our responsibility to hold forth this word. It's a privilege. Keep your hand here and go to one of my favorite records, Acts chapter 26. I love this record because it's so true, man. They're lying. They're lying. Everybody needs what you got. Don't get that twisted. That's right. They need what you got. The word, Christ in you. To be a part of the greatest thing there is, the body of Christ, with Jesus Christ as the head. Acts 26. Look at this, man. This is Paul. Paul's going to speak to the king, this King Agrippa, about why the people don't like him. That's a summary. But he has to come before this king and stuff and make his appeal. You know, they want him to die, the Jews and stuff. And we'll start in verse 12. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I, this is Jesus Christ talking to him, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. Verse 17, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Why are you going to send me there? Well, here it is. Verse 18, listen, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. We have that same privilege and opportunity when it comes to speaking God's word to people. People are perishing people are perishing. It is our privilege to hold forth the beauty of God's word, to deliver people from their fears with the word, to teach people how to think the right thing. There's so many counterfeits in the world, but this word of God is the truth. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? How about 2 Corinthians chapter 5? I mean 4 again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm almost done. Second Corinthians chapter 4. And then verse 3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost or perishing. Verse 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of who?
Christ.
Who is the image of God should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the what? To shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Yeah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Turn to Matthew chapter 5 real quick. Chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle or a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick or a pillar, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. It's nice. LEDs. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is where?
Amen.
We are God's kids. We're his sons. We're his daughters, having Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're more than conquerors. We've been given the victory. We can do all 9 manifestations. Jesus Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. We got that power in us. We have that power in us. And as Jesse shared, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us or infuses us with strength. Go show them. Go show them. Don't be scared. Let them know. Speak. Be like the little maid. That's all I got, all right?